There is a unique new building attracting a lot of attention here in the Valley. Tempe-based Carvana has opened a 9-story tower it's calling the nation's largest car vending machine. KJZZ's Phil Latzman took a tour, and he tells us how it all works.
Inside the tower of used cars, clearly visible along the Loop 202 in Tempe, Carvana co-founder and chief brand officer Ryan Keaton inserts a large token. Moments later, a motorized platform begins to whirl and rise, eventually reaching 80 feet to retrieve a yellow Mustang convertible, which it then brings back down to the showroom. Keaton, a Harvard graduate who attended Phoenix's Brophy Prep, explains the concept.
So this is our 12th vending machine. So early on, it was we launched in Atlanta. That was our first market, and it was delivery only. We realized that we were building a brand, and we're also going against kind of ingrained psychology over the last kind of 75 years about how people typically buy a car, which meant you go to the dealership for as good as bad they may be, how much time it would take, but you're going to visitor territory that you can always walk away. We realized that we're willing to give transparency and control to customers about how they want to buy a car. We wanted to extend that to how they would also get a car. So we said, well, if we wanted to do a pickup, what would that be? It can't be a dealership in disguise. We don't have salespeople here. No one's kind of jumping out and saying, surprise, we want to upsell you. It needs to be pure fulfillment, but it has to be on brand. So we came up with the vending machine concept, and that was kind of the easy part. The hard part was kind of developing it and building it and kind of iterating it on these number of iterations we've done.
I grew up playing with Matchbox cars. So it's sort of the best description for me from afar is that it looks like a Matchbox car case.
Yeah, it's a beautiful glass case that holds 34 cars. It's visible from a lot of different kind of vantage points, especially kind of high traffic here on the freeway. And I think we're trying to make car buying fun again, and just that visual of your Matchbox cars in a tower that now you can actually buy it online and go get it dispensed from this vending machine that looks like a this kind of gleaming tower is what we tried to do, and people really enjoyed it.
So obviously there are more than just 34 cars to choose from that you see in the tower.
Yep.
People go online, they shop it online. How does the car eventually get here?
Yeah, so we're very much like Amazon. So we've got large distribution centers throughout the country where a lot of the cars that you see on our website sit and wait for a customer to buy it. So we have more than 10,000 cars that are company owned, certified, never been in an accident, that you can buy online. Then we have our own logistical network that connects all of our 60 plus markets and our 12 plus vending machines to get that car to that customer. And our technology lets you know, hey, this car could be available as soon as tomorrow, or it could be in a couple days, and we're responsible for getting that to you in a date certain way. So yeah, we built that technology for it, and people are able to buy those 10,000 vehicles from our website. So for us, our technology scales infinitely, our pools of inventory do as well. So every new market that we enter, we now have Carvana's in that market with 10,000 vehicles you can buy, get delivered as soon as the next day.
So what are the advantages of buying a car through Carvana, through one of these vending machines? What do consumers, car shoppers get?
Yeah, I think kind of three benefits, very much like Amazon on the business model. We believe you get the best selection. We talked about that. You have 10,000 plus company-owned cars. We believe we have the best price because we have lower overhead, and the majority of it's done online. We're able to sell a car at a lower price than a dealership would, so customers are able to save money through that. In addition, we don't have to charge bogus fees, right, to try to recoup any costs from that overhead. So customers will be able to save just as they do on an Amazon, and we believe it's the best experience.
So this is right now just used cars?
Correct, yeah, used cars only.
Any plans to get into new cars? And have you, the second part of that question, had some resistance from the existing auto industry out there?
So we're solely focused on used vehicles. It's a really, really large market. I think the automotive retail in general is almost a $1 trillion market in the U.S. Used cars is about 2/3 of that, of which the market leader has about a 1.5% market share. So it's a huge industry and it's super fragmented. So we believe that we're a great alternative. I think, and we're presenting ourselves that way. I think in general, I think we're basically just creating a model that is to customer preferences. And I think a lot of kind of dealerships out there have been moving the way of online. I think we've just created a fully integrated online business model, which is very different from what's out there now.
So Ryan, why Phoenix to found this company and then eventually bring one of these car vending machines here? But why did you choose the Valley to set up shop?
I think great question. I think early on we had a strategic investor that was based here. I think myself and the other founders were also from Phoenix and kind of had been around either New York and LA and a lot of different kind of places doing a lot of different things. That when we kind of you know, all kind of landed in this area. We realized there was an opportunity. We had, you know, the backing and the investment and the operational expertise that we could leverage. I think it just made sense. I mean, it's a really huge market. There's a great kind of talent pool here as it relates to our business that we need everything from developers to really great customer service folks. It kind of spans the gamut. And Phoenix was just a great opportunity for that.
And that is Carvana co-founder and chief brand officer Ryan Keaton. And we should note, guys, that these vending machines have been popping up everywhere. The Hometown Tower is the 12th to open nationwide. And in case you were wondering, no, you can't shake it and two cars come out.
You tried, like, didn't you?
We tried, and no, it's not going to work. But it's really kind of a neat thing that's popped up there. So hopefully we've satisfied everybody's curiosity about what it's all about.
All right. That's KJZZ's Phil Latzman. Phil, thanks.
Thanks, guys.